Grace.
Father's Day edition of Rosie on the House. And I'm sorry for all of you who didn't have my dad as your father. The best ever. Dr. Rosie Romero. I've heard from hundreds of his patients claiming he was the best doctor, allergist, immunologist on the planet. Well, I can tell you, as his favorite son.
Is Rennie already in San Diego for
the
summer?
I don't know if Rennie's listening or not, but I had the best dad on the planet, Dr. Rosie Romero. Hey, we're here for you, fathers. If you're trying to tackle something or get something done around the house, home, castle, or cabin, we're going to give you preference to get in so we can get that project knocked out and taken care of so you've got all day tomorrow free and available to spend with the family and grill up some burgers or brats. As well, if you are trying to get something done for your dad, we'd encourage you to call in. We'll also give you preference to get online at 1-888-767-4348. Got a lot of ground to cover here.
Congratulations to our winners so far. We've had Jan, Chuck, Dave, and Michael, all have won great gifts. We've got, in the next segment, we'll be giving away our Briggs & Stratton electric power washer. It's after we play the interview. Stay tuned for that. Then at the end of the hour, we've got one more gift. Mom said I can't call it a basket, a gift gathering. A gift
man
collection.
Satchel, a bucket.
But there's no bucket that comes with it either.
Well, maybe we'll have to buy a bucket.
But it'll be a pair of Diamondbacks tickets along with Hex Armor warm weather gloves and their safety glasses. And if you don't happen to win those are all items you can get at rosieonthehouse.com, our new e-store. It's right now, you just click on find a trusted partner, and then those are all in the tools and equipment category. Just a new feature that we've put together here at Rosie on the House to connect you, the Arizona homeowners, with our favorite items of use for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
We'll be field testing products, and if there are things that we really are genuinely impressed with, we're going to make them available to you at the Rosie on the House e-commerce store. So it's like anything else. Anything else on that website carries our endorsement, contractors, the materials, the products, the manufacturers.
We've been doing one a week. We did our first one last week with the Franklin sensor, great electronic stud finder. This week it was the Hex Armor safety glasses, and we highlighted specifically the tinted ones, but they're available non-tinted.
Now, did you see your brother-in-law says that the stud sensor was not working correctly
you know
at
what?
His house?
I usually get pithy and dry humor. That one went right over me.
This stud sensor is about 6 to 8 inches long, and it has a series of lights across the front of it. And as you move it across the sheetrock surface of your wall, it indicates the density of where that stud is, and it starts lighting up, indicating not about where the stud is, but indicating exactly where the stud is. And my son-in-law says every time he picks it up, it just all the lights go off.
It was a stud joke. Ba-bom, ching. Oh, I went right over my head. I even wrote back. Are you sure you're not doing this on a block wall? And then I got it later. Oh, it was a joke.
Oh,
but
man.
When I demoed the product, I tried to get all the old stud finders to show the difference on how much better this one works. But you know what? Not Stan, not Donnie, not myself. I couldn't find in your toolbox any of the old ones. They're all been thrown away.
Yeah. Yeah, right,
and
exactly.
I was going to go spend $200 on other ones just to show that they don't work as good. So.
And if you're in the trades all day, every day, I mean, I still just use my finger and I tap the wall. I mean, you can hear pop, 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 da, 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 da. There it is. There's the stud. And I'm accurate about 90% of the time. But the Franklin thud sensor, except for when Major Wayne Dahl picks it up. Maybe. Only in that case does it misoperate. In every other case, we found it to be very, very consistent. We've got Julie and Lee on the phone. We have an open line if you'd like to get in, 1-888-767-4348. We had a topic of super cooling last week, and here's two emails I'd like to cover. This is from Dallas, the That's the per, not the city, but the
okay.
per Dallas. Okay.
I bet they were named after the city.
I'm quoting. I nearly fell off my chair this morning when I heard something that, with rare exception, very rare, is never mentioned. SRP. Though it was mentioned in passing, an afterthought. He's a listener for almost two decades, an SRP customer, and he's resolved that Roth has pushed him into the second-class listening position because he's not an APS customer when we talk about supercooling. So let me set the record straight. And we tried to set it straight a little bit last week with Mr. Steve Kep. But then all the APS customers got on the line and dominated the conversation. Supercooling can work with any utility company that gives you a time of day rate split. SRP, TEP, both do that. They just don't do it to the degree that APS does. So you can save money. I've got letters from many TEP customers, from many SRP customers, about the money they've been able to save by adopting the tactic and the strategy we've dubbed super cooling, where you allow your air conditioner to come on off-peak hour, run for as much as one-fourth the same price as on-peak, super cool your house, turn it into a refrigerator, so that when you move to the on-peak period, you ask your air conditioner just to go to sleep. And I hear the complaints from air conditioning contractors saying it's hard on the equipment. I disagree. I completely disagree. You're asking the air conditioner to work the hardest when the outside temperature is the coolest, and you're asking your air conditioner to sleep while the temperature outside is the worst. So if you have a reasonably well-insulated home, that's the one condition that I have seen homeowners have a little bit of trouble. Older homes that aren't properly insulated, we can't get them cooled down enough, and we can't get them to hold that temperature. And so you're super cooling all night, then the house superheats really fast, and then the air conditioner tries to come back on in the middle of the afternoon and start super cooling again. So that's the one instance you have to be careful of. So what do? You spend $99 and you get a Rosie certified home energy inspector out to your house. And for $99, you determine, do I need any extra insulation? So this fella, Dallas, I assume it's Dallas, could be male or female, right?
It could. Yeah. True.
Just like Rosie.
Just like
Rosie. Could go either way. So, Dallas, we're not moving you to second-class Rosie listenership. Everyone listening to Rosie on House is a first-class citizen, okay? And we do these shows for your education. And if we've – and, you know, speaking of SRP, SRP received a ton of horrible media coverage when they went to their new rate plan as it relates to solar, because they put a spike demand meter on you. Well, I have to tell you, it was super cooling father, inventor, Steve Kep, that cracked that SRP code, that reopened SRP to the entire solar industry. There was a year and a half where the solar permits in SRP territory fell off 90%. And it was Steve Kep that cracked the code. So if you're in SRP territory and you're still living under the impression that solar doesn't work in SRP category, you need to get a hold of one of the solar Roth certified contractors and get somebody out to your house to talk to them.
And for everyone that emailed asking, what does solar and super cooling do? I mean, they complement each other.
They do. They really do. Okay, here's another email that I want to read, because I really, really empathize with this person. I don't know. I only have initials here. I don't know.
GD.
GD.
George Douglas. Why not?
George with a J. It's JD.
Jerry. Sorry. Oh. Jerry.
Well, no, wait. Jerry, the email is JD, but first name is G, last name is D. So this person's confused. But one thing he's not confused about, he may be confused about his name, but he's not confused about the Rosie on the House radio program.
All right.
I'm quoting.
Oh.
It seems every radio show I turn on has morphed into a negative political rant except yours. All caps. Thank you.
And you know why I printed that for you? Just as a reminder for those chances you're tempted to go political.
Well, I'm tempted to go political.
Well, he can thank Romy and I for keeping you on track, right?
I'm tempted to go political every minute of every day. Jennifer just has the on-off button on my microphone. But he then goes on to ask a particular painting question that we'll cover in just a couple minutes. He's moved here from New York City. The house has been painted twice in 17 years. He wants to talk about the proper stucco application and how to get it painted. So we'll talk about the proper paint application on a stucco wall right here. Then we'll get Julie, and then we'll get Lee, and then we'll get Joyce, who are all on hold. And we'll bring them in. And there's an open line if you'd like to call in.
1-888-767-4348. Congratulations, Evanston Electric, for clearing the Rosie on the House pre-qualification screening process. This is a neat story because Mike Evanston actually was part of a franchise that then, so he's an old member but a new member under his own home name, Evanston Electric. They're located out of the Pinnacle Peak area, 17 and 101 Northwest-ish area. Congratulations. Another great electric contractor for the Arizona homeowner at rosieonthehouse.com.
All right, we're back. Father's Day edition of Rosie on the House. I was mentioning a particular email from someone that had questions. They moved here from New York City in the 90s. The question is, the stucco on the buildings in New York have been painted so many times it looks like caramel popcorn. I've painted my house in Arizona twice in 17 years that I've owned it and won't back rolling the stucco each time I paint eventually, result in a buildup of paint that fills in the texture of the stucco and makes it visually unappealing like those older cities. If it is necessary to back roll, how can I keep the fresh stucco look in the future? Thanks, Jerry. Jerry, if you're just applying a good 100% acrylic exterior paint, and you say you've painted it twice in 17 years, you're doing just fine. Every 8 to 10 to 11 years, paint it. The sun actually cooks the paint off the wall. And you'll know that by rubbing your hand on the wall. You'll actually get the pigment on the palm of your hand. Power wash, paint, and back roll every 8 to 10 years, and you're not going to accumulate enough paint to diminish the texture of your stucco. And thank you for the kind words. Again, I repeat, he says, it seems every radio show I turn on has morphed into a negative political rant except yours, Rosie on the House. Capital letters, T-H-A-N-K-Y-O-U, thank you. So there you go. You want to get to our first caller here real quick? Let's go to Joyce calling in on our Father's Day edition of Rosie on the House. Julie and Lee, you're in queue. We'll get to you as quick as we can. But Miss Joyce, welcome.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Rosie on the House.
I just wanted to put in a good word for all the moms that do dad jobs. And I called you once when I was installing a garage door for a few tips on how to do it. But there's a lot of moms that have to do the both dad jobs, being a dad and doing all the work.
Well, you're exactly right, Miss Joyce. So on this Father's Day edition of Rosie on House, our tip of the hat to the moms who are the dads. You want to get to our little interview on...
Yeah, we have a little time. Let's see if we can...
Let's sneak a caller in.
Julie.
Very good.
Julie.
Let's bring Julie into the conversation. Good morning, Julie.
Hello.
How can we help
you? Well, I have a brand new house, and I am on septic.
Okay.
And I would like to get a water softener, but I've heard that the salt is bad for septics. So I'm wondering if you have any suggestions.
Julie, just go to Rosie on the House and use any... Where are you in Arizona?
Queen Creek.
Okay. Just go to any one of the two Rosie-certified water treatment specialists in Maricopa County. That'd be Water Treatment Technologies, All About Water, and... Their equipment has become so efficient, they're dispelling less sodium backfed water in the septic tanks. I'm on a septic tank. I've got a water filtration system. It is old news that water softener is bad for septic tank. You can have a water softener.
And I'm on a septic, and we have a water softener as well. It's, like Rosie said, old news and huge benefit to it. We have time, confirmation on time. What are we at? We're at 55.
So, you have just under 3 minutes.
Yeah, let's do it. Here's a Briggs & Stratton interview on the new power washer. Standing on the floor of the Las Vegas Convention Center with Dan Roach at Briggs & Stratton. You've known them for their engines for how many years? 100 years?
Why, over 100, yeah, absolutely.
But y'all are more than an engine manufacturer. We're standing in front of something that will soon reside in the Romero garage, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely. Just let us know where we want to send that one to you. But, yeah, we're talking about the electric pressure washers. We are obviously, as you know, known for engines on lawnmowers, et cetera. But we've really been a great products company for a number of years, and listening to the customers, listening to how they use generators and pressure washers, we've taken that information and really parlayed that into some advantages for the pressure washer category.
Well, tell us what we're looking at here.
This is our new electric pressure washer. We got 2,000 PSI. It also makes 1.1 gallons per minute with this unit.
In perspective, a standard flush in a toilet's 1.6 gallons. And that's in a couple seconds. So this is less in a full minute.
Yeah, I wouldn't use this in the door inside, but the spigot that you have on your house is usually between 5 and 7. So it is actually something that saves water and makes water work more hard for you than a standard nozzle on a garden hose.
And some of the features include, it's very compact. It's on wheels, very portable.
Yeah, absolutely. We listen to customers, and when we ask them how often they use pressure washers, they said really only 4 or 5 times a year, you know, for an avid user. So all the rest of the year, that's taking up garage space. And what we decided to do is make our frame that's all steel, welded frame, we made it convertible so that it can be folded down and put up on a shelf or underneath a cabinet to keep it out of the way while it's not being used.
And being electric, you don't have to worry about the age of your gas or making sure you've got fresh gas. You just plug it in and go.
Yep, absolutely. We call electrics kind of a gateway tool into this category because they are so easy to set up. You plug them in, give them power, give them some water, and you're good to go. They're also very quiet when they're not being used. So they're only really making noise, unlike a gas pressure washer, they're only making noise when you have that trigger pulled.
One thing that everyone that's run a power washer knows is sometimes you want to switch the nozzles. You go back to the unit, you switch them out there. Y'all have a new feature called the?
It's called the Nozzle Nifty. You know, half of the things that you're going to be doing that are called work while you're using a pressure washer are going back and forth and moving things around. So what we decided to do was we decided to put the nozzles right on what you've got in your hands. So you've got the wand in your hand as you're cleaning. You decide that you need to have a little bit different cleaning. You want to get into a corner wand to spread out the work over a larger area, or bring some detergent into the equation. You've got those nozzles right on the wand with our Nozzle Nifty.
What's this going to set a homeowner back?
The 2,000 PSI unit's going to set up a consumer back $199, so just under $200.
So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And
it's, well, we ran out of time there with that pre-recorded interview to do mention the giveaway. So, Briggs & Stratton. Pressure washer.
Yes.
Steel. Collapsible. Convenient. If you know what PSI that pressure washer produces out the wand end, text that answer to 411-923.
And if you were listening close to the interview we just finished, you'll
know
that answer.
That PSI of that pressure washer. You know that? We'll text the answer. We'll draw at random a winner from those text numbers. And then our last one we'll do by phone. Again, so anyone that doesn't text has the opportunity to participate. Phone giveaway. We'll do that closing the hour.
And the phones have all lit up. I think they're thinking they were supposed to call this time. You were supposed to text. So let's get to the call. We do have Lee on the line. Let's welcome Lee to the conversation here at Rosie on the House.
Well, hey, guys, at the risk of beating a dead horse, I've got another super cooling question for you.
Okay.
That horse is beyond dead. We're going into the grave.
No, you know, we think we've covered it enough, and then when we covered it last weekend, our blog hits, our social network hits, our website hits. I mean, it goes completely off the charts. So we can hardly overplay it. So what's your super cooling story?
Well, before making the switch on SRP to the time of use plan, I decided to give it a test drive just for one night. So at 7 o'clock the night before, I turned my thermostat to 75. I let it stay there until 1 o'clock the next afternoon. And I even took my my laser temperature guide and walked around the house, and I checked the walls and the floors. Everything was reading beautiful. I turned off the air conditioning, and within 4 hours, I had gained 7 degrees.
What vintage home do you have?
1993, I believe.
Okay, all right.
And I've upgraded the insulation in the attic. We've got an R49 up there.
Okay.
The walls are just the standard 2x4 with bat insulation.
Okay.
And the windows are double pane, but you know they're 1993 double pane, and I figure if I have to spend $5,000 to redo all my windows, it's not worth saving $50 a month.
How about sunscreens?
I do not have sunscreens. I only get sun in a few of the windows in the morning and in the late afternoon.
It's
got a big long patio cover in the back.
Nice, Lee. Sunscreens do two things for you. They block the direct heat gain from the direct sunlight, okay? And they do a great job at that. You decide what shade coefficient you want, and that tells you how much heat will transfer through. But sunscreens hung correctly, which is off the glass with as much as a 1/2 inch airspace between the outboard pane of your insulated glass window, actually also stops heat gain by insulating the ambient air temperature off that piece of glass. For the price of sunscreens, I would tell you that it will be worth it for you to install it on every single window on the house. So that's going to be my first little tip. So,
really?
Yeah.
Even the shaded areas?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. They work as an insulation blanket against the ambient air temperature.
Okay.
So, you didn't switch to the time of day use yet. You're just super cooling on the standard rate.
I just wanted to give it a one-day test drive and see how it went.
Okay. All right. Well, a 7-degree swing isn't that unusual. I will tell you that you may not be cooling it enough at 75. My house, I cool it to 68. And then I let the temperatures take it back up to 76 before 7 o'clock in the evening. Most days, my air conditioners never even turn back on in that entire afternoon block of time. But I've done some special things to my house. Most homes will gain 7 to 10 or 12 degrees in that peak period in the middle of the afternoon, particularly when we're touching 110-plus degrees.
Right, yeah.
Okay, that works against you as well. But the thing you're going to want to do is just take your total kilowatts divided into your total dollar amount of the bill, and we can manipulate that to where we can get it down to about 10 cents. Do you know, can you access your last bill handily?
I looked at it for last summer, actually, and it was averaging about 13 cents.
Okay, well, you're not doing bad. How big a house is it?
1,500 square feet.
Okay, and how many people live in it?
Me and my wife and my one-year-old.
Okay, and it's an all-electric home?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a swimming pool?
No.
And without super cooling in the middle of the summer, what do you keep your thermostat at?
Last summer, we kept it at 80.
Okay, so your highest summer bills, you're pushing between $160 and $180 bucks, maybe $200.
The highest one last year, August, was $220.
It did get to $220. Okay,
yeah.
Well, that one you weren't paying 13 cents a kilowatt hour.
You know, I think I averaged the whole summer together when I did.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you're still not doing bad for the size home. But if you want to live at something more comfortable than 80 degrees, switch to the time of day and set it as cold as you can stand it at night and still stay comfortable. And we hear that a lot. You know, we have a gentleman and his wife, who have been super cooling for about 10 years. They converted to it when we first talked about it. And I recently heard back from him, and he says, Rosie, my internal thermostat in my body has changed. I'm not comfortable that cold anymore. So I'm reducing the amount of super cooling that we're going to be involved in. I'm going down to 73 degrees and letting the house float up to the mid 80s. So he'll still save money.
Right. Okay.
And so will you. But you've got to go to time of day. You know, right. I understand you were just trying it for one day to see how your house held the temperature. But it'll float 7 to 10 degrees. That's not unusual.
So next thing I'm going to ask you real quick is you should do a blog post on all the special things you've done to your house so I can start copying them over the next few years.
Okay. All right. Well, let me take a couple minutes and I'll visit through. I didn't do it all for super cooling purposes, but it just, I've been in the house 30 years and one thing after another, they all kind of piled up.
And this is where a whole house energy audit is so critical because what you did on yours isn't necessarily what Lee's going to need to do on his.
Exactly.
That may be a flat roof. The wall material may be different. The layout, the shade, or the trees surrounding it. I mean, there's so many factors that come into it.
Lee, when I bought my house 30 years ago, it was a ranch-style flat roof house. And it was built in the 60s. And in the 60s, when I say flat roof house, I mean a flat roof house. They literally built these houses with a flat roof, thinking that if they built it flat enough, there would be no place for the water to pool, and it would run off in all four directions, okay? Well, I wanted to update the look of the house, so I went for the territorial look, which included building some parapets up, particularly across the front of the house. Well, then I had to slope the roof to get all the water to slope off the back. There were a couple of ways I could have done that. I could have taken some 2x8, 10 or 12 joists and framed a new sloped roof, plywood it, and cover that. I opted for just a little bit more money, and I wouldn't recommend this to anyone unless you were trying to solve that particular problem, which is only occurs in so few homes. I took large foam blocks. The roof on top of my house starts with 11 inches of foam, solid block, okay? And then we tapered those blocks all the way to the back of the back patio. So the average amount of foam that I have on my house goes from about 13 inches with the spray foam on top of the block foam to about 6 inches. So my roof is like this super insulated blanket over the top of the house. When I converted to the territorial look, I applied the 2x studs to the outside of the existing masonry home and foam insulated those. So I'm in a bit of an icebox anyway. And then, of course, I've got the Pella windows. So you're kind of all set there. Nothing I did was for the specific purpose of getting to a place where I could save money super cooling. It was just all the things I've done together. So when we invented the idea of super cooling, they felt like my house would be the perfect beta testing unit because it does have the capacity for storing a ton of cold air, cold sheetrock, cold sautilla tile floor, cold mattress, cold clothes hanging in the closet. And when we saw how well it worked at my house, then we started reaching out to other people with more conventional type homes and seeing how well it worked there. And for those of you that really want to beat the utility company, we can cut your summer air conditioning bill by almost 50%. Easily can cut it 25%. And what people need to know about it is we do that without you spending one red penny. It's just changing the way you set your thermostat. That's the only thing you have to do. You don't have to buy more insulation. You don't have to buy a new air conditioning unit. You don't have to buy an expensive window package. You just get on the right rate plan, and you manipulate your thermostat, which is extremely easy to do with programmable thermostats. And then if you have a bigger home with one or two air conditioning units, I have three because I've air conditioned my garage now. If you have a large home, swimming pool, a lot of people, you call Steve Kep at Advanced Home Systems and you get an energy management computer installed on your house, and then it does all the work for you. You don't have to program anything. You don't have to figure anything out. Steve figures it all out for you. Mount the computer and start your savings and lower your temperature and drop your electric bill. It's a win-win.
Brilliant.
And I can't cover supercooling without talking about how sustainable and green a strategy it is. People get aggravated at me. Rosie, you're encouraging people to gulp kilowatts, just drink them by the fire hose. Yes, I am. That's exactly what I am doing. Once electricity is made, it has to be consumed, okay? And if we would all move our purchasing of power to off-peak, it would defer the need for another power plant being constructed anywhere in the Southwest for another generation or two. So it's very green. It's very sustainable. It's taking advantage of buying electricity when it's at its cheapest. And let me say this, super cooling is the only way to do that. You cannot do it with a power factor correction device. It doesn't work. It's snake oil. You're killing yourself and wasting your money.
Although I haven't seen that advertised in two or three years.
We chased them out of the state. Yeah. We chased them out of the but some people still include it as a value added feature, and they throw it on for free when they're doing energy audits.
Because it's $20 yeah. parts and
so there you go, my friend. Rosie on House. We'll be right back to wrap up. So long as one and one is two, there could never be a father loved his daughter more than I love you. Hey, I had never even heard of that song. And then Julia, my daughter, says, Dad, this is the song I want to dance with you at my wedding.
Well, that is actually being played this morning for your sisters, particularly Karen.
My sisters?
Yeah, Karen has a little back door to me here on Saturday mornings. She often sends me comments and corrections, usually on your spelling and grammar.
That's fair.
She wanted you to know that...
Older sister, number one born, has a habit of doing
it. It's an affliction.
Yes,
I know, I'm sorry.
Yes.
So she wanted you to know that Dad loved the girls more than the boys.
Dr. Rosie?
Yeah, that's what she says.
No.
And that they loved him
no.
too.
No. See, now I know she's wrong because she doesn't know all the things he snuck me out of the house to do that we did together.
Ah. Well, don't tell her. Love you, Karen.
You know, I think about Dr. Rosie, who we lost Halloween Day 2007. He was born 4th of July 1926. And we lost him on Halloween Day, so he was big on holidays. But he was an adventurer, and we hiked and fished virtually every corner of this state. And the one thing about Dr. Rosie, and I can say this now because the statute of limitations has expired. We'd come up to this fence and our gate, and there'd be a no trespassing sign. And he'd look at me and say, oh, well, that's not for us. That's just for people that are going to go in there and tear the place up. We're not going to tear anything up. Come on, let's go. And so we crossed into more no trespassing private property fenced areas than probably anybody on the planet. And then when we'd get caught, I'd always be afraid that, oh, they're going to throw us in jail. I mean, in a matter of 30 seconds, Dad would have them melted down, and they'd be best friends. And we'd talk for 15 minutes. And they'd say, oh, well, look, Dr. Rosie, anytime you want to come hunt on the property, just knock on the door at the house first. It's fine. You're welcome here anytime. I'm telling you, folks, of all the times we hiked on private property, I can only think of one time where they stayed upset after they met Dad. Dad could melt anybody in his hands.
And there was a cousin called...
He could become your best friend, bam, that fast.
Uncle Smiley, and that's one of those... rhetorical nicknames because
we never saw him smile.
Uncle Smiley never smiled.
But a nice guy.
He said one of the famous lines always attributed to Dr. Rosie's. You know, he's never met anyone that could make friends faster and keep them longer than Dr. Rosie.
Well, he had a lot of friends. I considered myself his best friend. So, sorry, Karen, you're wrong. I know he loved his daughters, but he did not love his daughters near so much as he loved his number one son. Announcements. We have announcements coming up. Hey, if you're looking to get out of the heat, next weekend would be a great weekend to run up to Flagstaff. We've got the Outdoor Expo at the Coconino County Fairgrounds. That's always a fun show.
We're broadcasting live.
We are going to be broadcasting live. So come on up there. And it's Arizona Game and Fish, along with a lot of other outdoor vendors and specialists. Of course, Mike Russell's show will be broadcast from there. It's the Outdoor Expo at Flagstaff. Make your room reservations or your campground reservations now. And get out of the heat and come join us in Flagstaff next weekend.
Then the first weekend in August, I believe that's Saturday the 5th.
You're really going to do it.
I'm not doing it.
You're really going to do it.
I turned over the reins of the Crawfish Festival. I called Bobby and I said, look, I don't have time to do this again. Do it this year. My cousin Calvin and Sonia, they moved up to the White Mountains. They're living in Sholo, 40 minutes from Heber.
And this is a Cajun show.
They want to take on. Well, and Calvin has been at every one of the festivals the last 3 years, so he knows the drill.
He's from Baton Rouge.
He's got the line down. He's got our equipment. He's getting it all set up.
That man, he can cook some crawfish. I'm telling you that right now.
They'll be getting the tickets online and have taken over everything for the crawfish fest. But the phones are turned off. We need them back on for our last giveaway.
First weekend in August.
At the Bison Ranch in Heber Overgaard.
Better make your room reservations now.
Yes.
It fills up quick. Will we go?
You know,
I'm going to go.
I need to check my schedule. I'm so busy. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to make it this
Father's
year,
Day. You, Romy, your kids go from 13 to 3?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll get your life back in about 20 years.
Yeah, right.
You can start doing what you want in about another 20 years.
So we'll get that event posted at rosieonthehouse.com.
How about
pre-sold tickets will be available shortly. And call right now, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you for the last Father's Day gift basket, D-backs tickets, Hex Armor safety gloves, and Hex Armor tinted safety glasses. That whole complete package will be yours. 1-888-767-4348.
What a wonderful